It was as if Nostradamus met Babe Ruth in heaven and said, "Let's catch a game in Toronto." An anonymous Mariners fan.
It was a Sunday morning much like any other in a baseball season, except that this would be the last road game of the year. The chill winds of fall were buffeting Toronto as the pregame show was in full bloom. It had been a sad morning back in Seattle. The college football Huskies, coming off of a major letdown of a loss to Stanford after beating the powerful USC Trojans just a week before. Little did Husky fans know that a meeting of two University of Washington legendary names thousands of miles away would produce a defining moment in Mariners broadcast history. Mike Blowers played his college ball at the U, hitting a record 16 home runs back in 1986. Then moving on to the majors, he spent time with the Yankees before coming to the Mariners to be a part of another legendary moment in Mariner broadcast history. Mike made the transition from player to analyst better than most, giving clear insight into games for fans around the world. Matt Tuiasosopo comes from a long line of star athletes, his dad playing for the Seahawks, brothers and sisters also starring at Washington, but Matt, a different course to fame, eschewing the U and deciding to toil in the minors for his true love, the Seattle hometown nine. Now, there was something in the air this Sunday morning that stretched from the Great White North to the Emerald City. You could hear it in Dave Niehaus's voice on his session on Mariner Magazine earlier in the day.
And Mike Blowers is a natural.
Yeah.
If people listen to Blowers, he is phenomenal at what he has to say. He seems to come up with a nugget every time he gets into, you know, a round table with Rick, that the piece of the show they do every day. Pay attention to what he has to say.
No one thought there was anything special about what Niehaus had to say, except that it was a nice compliment. Little did they know. It's called Picks to Click, a session between Rick Riz and another broadcaster as they try to predict who will deliver an extraordinary performance in the upcoming game, who will click, a chance for the little hunches to become bold predictions. And on this day, it was Mike Blowers who was doing the picking.
Picks to Click, final game of the series. Mike, who's yours?
I think clearly it's going to be Tuiasosopo today. He swung the bat well the last few times that he's got an opportunity to play. I expect him to hit his first big league home run today. He's going to get in a good count today. He's going to get a fastball from Talent, and he's going to hit it out of left center field, probably, maybe in the second deck.
Okay, all right. I'm looking forward to it. Matt Tuiasosopo's first home run of his career coming up, according to Mike Blowers.
On a 3-1 count.
On a 3-1 count. Breaking ball, fastball.
It'll be a fastball. He's a fastball 3-1. Pitcher. 3-1 count. Second at bat.
How many rows back? Second deck?
Second deck.
How many rows back?
I can't tell you because people get their hands in the way, so you never know.
Sure. Laughter pierced the chill air like it must have at Wrigley Field back in 1933 when Babe Ruth pointed to the center field stands, boldly predicting his legendary called shot off Charlie Ruth.
Center field, and he's yelling at
Blowers
the next pitch over.
He had faith in Tuiasosopo like he had faith in so many of his teammates so many times before. Now the first at-bat in the second inning, as if he heard Blowers' prediction, Tui slapped the ground to the third for the final out of the inning, only setting the stage. Then in the fifth, Tui stepped in again after a leadoff blast over the left field fence by catcher Kenji Jojima. The young player knowing that back-to-back home runs are rare indeed. Upstairs on the TV side, Blowers in his steely veteran way knew. In the radio booth, the excitement grew with every pitch.
Left-handers, 2-1 pitch. And that's inside ball three. Three balls. I've never been so excited on a 3-1 count in my life. 3-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and belted.
Oh,
the left field. He just missed the second deck. Fly away. I don't believe it. I see the light. I believe you, Mike. Unbelievable. It is 2-0.
And on this Sunday in Toronto, a new legend was born, the Blowers called shot. A legend that will join those of Babe Ruth in Wrigley Field, Carlton Fisk willing his home run fair at Fenway Park, and another moment that Blowers had a piece of. Tino scores, Joey scores, everybody scores, because that's what baseball is all about. Another one of the stories passed from generation to generation, along with worn gloves and chipped bats. It's what makes the game great, America's pastime. Now, the Mariners may not have prevailed, the final score 5-4 on this Sunday afternoon in Toronto, but if you see them, ask them. Nostradamus and the Babe got a heck of a game. That's Beyond the Baselines. Sitting in for Shannon Dreher, I'm New York Vinny.